Eastern Promises traffics in the cliches of movies about the mob, but because its Russian fatalism is so specific, the material is revivified. The film has something of the tragic heft of Coppola's Godfather films, but because it is directed by David Cronenberg, it's fundamentally modernist. Cronenberg, one of the most original of directors, with many a virtuoso film behind him, turned the corner to absolute mastery with his last film, A History of Violence. These two recent films, both starring Viggo Mortensen at the apex of his powers, seem effortless, perhaps able to attain more by staying well within genre boundaries. Eastern Promises is more elusive than A History of Violence, but the heat is there, just below the surfaces that gleam like a black boot polished to a mirror shine. The film begins with an act of violence, and later contains a violent scene too much discussed in the media. The less said about all that, the better. Violence is used sparingly in the film, but to great and grisly effect, because the blocking is unusually well thought out, the makeup is excellent, and the details are almost clinical. Brace yourself. The blood of the crime world connects it to the scene that follows. Anna Katrova, a pretty blonde nurse midwife, attends the surviving baby of a 14-year-old mother who has died of placental abruption. Anna is greatly moved. Later, at the home of her mother and uncle, both Russian, where Anna has been staying lately, we learn why she was so affected by the dead girl and her baby. The uncle, a glass of Slivovitz in hand, tells her, "I'm glad your boyfriend left you. It's not right to mix races with a black man. That's why the baby died inside you." Anna is outraged. She'd like to shed the Russian heritage that pulls at her with decrepit hands. Still, Anna asks her uncle to translate the dead girl's diary, which she has purloined. It's slow going, but it becomes clear that the girl was involved with the Russian mob, and there is special mention of a Russian restaurant called the Trans-Siberian. Anna negotiates the looming London traffic on her miniature motorcycle. Upon arrival at the restaurant, she's given the meaty eye by a driver, Nikolai, played by Viggo Mortensen, standing and waiting by his car. There's something comical about his tacky, slicked-back hair, but predatory, too, as if he is standing guard, as if the muscles under the loose-fitting, elegant suit could leap into animalistic action. Though his eyes are hidden behind black shades, she shrinks from the aggressiveness of his stare. Anna meets the restaurant's proprietor, Semyon, played by Armin Mueller-Stahl. He's paternalistic, frustratingly condescending, denying any knowledge of the dead girl. The meeting is over. His back is to her. He's cooking in the kitchen. And then Anna, suddenly emboldened by a righteous anger, mentions the diary. Semyon turns around slowly, wipes his hands. "A diary?" he says. A new menacing light flickers in his eyes. As Anna leaves, we see her from Nikolai's point of view, her pert rear end in tight jeans, her body constricted by leather boots and a motorcycle jacket. And with that, we have shifted perspective. As Anna drives off, we remain in another older world, the world of a driver who tries to stay out of trouble, but who may have secret motives, a world at once familiar and deeply strange, thrillingly dangerous and erotic. I fear that it will be easy to see Eastern Promises and feel let down. A straight read will find it to be almost comically modest, but I invite you to sense what the eye of the camera is really showing you, the sexuality, the characters, the buried themes. This is a film as black, rich, and rare as caviar. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.